Now, with everyone's eyes closed now, no one looking around, raise your hand if you made a decision today. Lord, lift
me up. Bible School is a powerful influence on young Corinne. From the moment the Midwestern farm girl declares herself saved, her Christian faith guides her in her decisions on marriage and family with her high school sweetheart. But events lead Corinne to question that faith.
What do you see when you look at me? Mother of your children? A virtuous woman? Handmaiden of the Lord?
We are waging a battle here for your soul. We want you in heaven.
Vera Farmiga stars as the adult Corinne and makes her directing debut with Higher Ground. She acknowledges that the story can trigger strong reactions.
It's tricky subject matter about doubt, the notion of doubt in faith. It's something that everyone, no matter what your religion or spiritual tenets or philosophy about life is, contends with at some point in their life.
Lord, help me. I can't feel you. I feel nothing. Draw near to me, Lord. Come on. Where are you?
Huh? Where are you? The subject matter is just tough for any of us. I mean, if you were to direct it, you would have to have a certain measure of introspection and take inventory of what, you know, your, like, what your spiritual goods are and say, what's my concept of God? What's my concept of holiness? What's my concept of a successful soul? How do I find a way to relate to every single character, whether I like them or not? And it's a real lesson in openness and receptivity.
We pray for you every day, don't we, girls?
Yeah. We ask God to open Aunt Wendy's eyes and to save her from hell.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Farmiga says a major challenge was to convince the cast, including herself, not to criticize the characters or their choices.
People come with their own memories and perceptions and afflictions and their own experiences. And oftentimes I found that the actors wanted to lash out at these characters and make them unrelatable and caricatured.
Co-star Joshua Leonard admits he started out by judging his character, Corinne's husband, Ethan. Leonard says that changed after Farmiga arranged for him to spend time with fundamentalist Christians.
When I started going to churches and watching things, when those people are singing and raising their hands and feeling the Spirit, they're not judging anything. They are in a place of complete and absolute receptivity. And part of what I think opened my heart up through the process of doing this film was just that maybe I make it too damn hard on myself to let go.
Still, Vera Farmiga insists Higher Ground is about a woman's search for love and honesty with her faith as one part of the journey.
It's not a religious film. It's a film with the backdrop of faith. And I find that both non-believers and believers alike can draw something very powerful from it.
Higher Ground is inspired by the 2002 memoir, This Dark World, by Carolyn S. Briggs. She also co-wrote the screenplay. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.